This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07. You're listening to the Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin out in for Terry Tote, and alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Well, let me, first off, it'd be good to turn your mic on.
Yeah, that helps.
See, Terry doesn't do that. Terry makes sure your mic's on. I kind of forgot.
Well, you know.
But he'll be back next week.
Sometimes, you know, the quality of help goes downhill.
Watch it.
Uphill,
watch
but then
it.
We won't get into that.
Watch it. We are here with Don Walker and Myrna Moore. We're going to do a little update on the Montgomery County Fair this year. We'll talk about how that went. We'll talk about the Butler Homecoming, how that went. And we'll also talk about a new event they're putting on, the Montgomery County Fair Fall Fest, which is fast approaching. That will be coming up. But first, let's take a break. The Wednesday Morning Talk Show is brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we invite you to visit our website at plummerfuneralservices.com. Since we first began, we've been dedicated to serving local families with the utmost respect and attention. Our website is just another step in bringing the very best in funeral services to this area. In addition to the most current obituary information, our website offers some basic pre-planning guidelines to help you begin the funeral planning process. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And at 9:10, we are back on the Wednesday morning talk show, and we are here with Myrna Moore and Don Walker, and we're going to talk about some events that were held in the county over the summer. It's hard to believe. Where did the summer go?
I know. It's middle of August already.
Does it feel like August? This doesn't feel like Old Settlers weather to me.
It's not too cool.
I was expected to bake and fry and everything, but... may not be this year, but I better not complain, because next year I'll be grilled. Okay.
Yes.
But Myrna, let's talk with you. Let's start with you, and let's give a little recap on this year's Montgomery County Fair. How did the things go this year?
We had a really good fair. Overall, our livestock numbers were down a little bit, but that's partially because of Montgomery County and surrounding counties. There isn't a whole lot of livestock anymore, but our evening attendance were good. We had really good crowds every evening to come out for the grandstand events and the free rides, and it just seemed like overall it was really good fair.
And your project with the paying of admission and then the kids riding the rides, that's been a good thing for you, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. And as the economy in Montgomery County goes down, it's worked out even better. We went up last Friday to the state fair, and I'll admit, their carnival is, you know, like 5 stars above ours probably. But the kiddie rides were $4 and $5, mm-hmm. and some of the adult rides were as much as $8 and $10 per ride.
Yeah.
And we only charged $3 to ride all 15 of our rides all night. So.
And they ride as much as they want.
Absolutely. Go back and get in line and tell you, you can't stand there anymore.
You go to the state fair and you pay that $8, you ride once and you get off.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the grandstand events, and I know the main thing for the fair outside the Queen Corner is the MMA fighting event. How did that do this year?
Our numbers were down a little bit, and I put that partially due to the economy, too. Although we... I had several people that came from a great distance away that have been coming all three of our fights and said this was the best one we'd ever had. Lots of local kids fighting people from DuQuoin and Springfield and St. Louis and different areas, and a lot of the local kids did quite well, and the audience really ate that up.
Is it safe to say that the fighting event will happen, depending on scheduling and everything, next year?
We've already talked to Mark Fiore about that, and he's willing to do it again, so I imagine this winter we'll be trying to sign a contract.
As long as it's successful, keep on doing what you're doing, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of work, a lot of details to take care of. We're trying to work out so that maybe we could sell tickets through use of a credit card this year. I think that would help a lot. People call and want tickets, and by the time you try to get their check and mail back the tickets and that kind of thing, it gets a little involved. And so we're trying to work out a way to do that, and think that might help.
Don looks like he's in deep thought over here.
No, I'm just wondering, will we have to pay that fee that restaurants and these other people pay when people use a credit card?
Yes, we will.
We'll
have to pay a 2 or 3% fee depending on the kind of credit card we decide to go with, but it's better than not selling tickets. And
it will eliminate, it will create some problems, as Don was talking about, but it will also eliminate a lot of problems with the convenience of giving them their card number and getting their tickets and stuff over. Yeah, we'll mail you a check. Well, I'm going to put it in the mail tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, I'll put it in the mail tomorrow. You know, and so this can get pretty complicated.
Now, are plans outside of the MMA event, are plans ongoing for next year, or are you kind of on hiatus and don't want to talk about it till maybe September or October?
I wish we could, but we've already had submit dates for next year's fair to the state, so no, everything's already in the works for next year.
What's the dates for next year?
Oh, gosh, I knew you was going to ask me that as soon as I said it. It'll be one day ahead for this year. The easy way to remember the dates of the Montgomery County Fair is we always start the Wednesday after Father's Day. So you don't even need a date. You just know Wednesday after Father's Day, County Fair starts.
All right. And
it'll either start on the 21st or the 23rd.
Yeah, one or the other. Either or.
Okay. I think we're actually going up in the month.
Hey.
I'm pretty sure it will be June 21st.
One thing we might mention here, folks, is
power outage.
When the
sounds
are we
like
off the air?
I think we are, but keep talking. We'll figure something out.
Sounds like the computer's going on and off over there.
I was just thinking of the county fair when it first started in Montgomery County. You know, the, I guess, not optimism, but pessimism that this was something that would never fly for a very long period of time. And it's been successful, and I think the key to it has been, it has not only been successful, but it's gotten better.
Well, it's certainly gotten bigger. I mean, the first several years, it was held entirely on the 4-H grounds, except for when they were having high school rodeo. I know sometimes they went down to downtown Butler and had the rodeo down there where they, I guess, where the pulling track is.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And also, and now we own another 33 acres, plus renting the 4-H park. So, yep. And there's been several times when the parking lots were completely full.
And you do, that's an important thing when you plan an event, regardless of what it is. What kind of parking have you got? Well, you have parking.
Yes, we do. You may have to walk a little ways, but every year we try to add a little more lighting, and we've added the number signs up so you can kind of remember what area you were parked in, and try to improve it, mowing and everything wise, and filling in hose. And
that remembering where you park is pretty important. We were in Springfield a couple of weeks ago, and I was sitting on the waiting on the wife at White Oaks, and a woman was walking around like this, and I said, "Let me guess, ma'am, you've lost your car." And she said, "I sure have."
And that's not necessarily a mall you want to get lost at.
No.
Let's move on here. I think we're on the air. I checked the light; it's still
okay.
It's off, so that's a good sign. But I don't know. Would you stop thinking though? You knocked the lights out.
Yeah, right? I know. Too bright.
Don, let's turn things over to you. Tell me a little
bit. Well, I think before you get off of the fair, you're looking at an individual here, and Myrna and her husband, Roger, have done a tremendous amount of work out there over the past, I don't know, 23 years, or if they've been for all 26 of them.
She was just a teenager when she started.
Still in diapers.
You know, even the electrical work and the lighting and so forth, Roger is an electrician, and all that's been done by the people that at the fairgrounds, and all that mowing. I think our fairgrounds is probably one of the best-kept fairgrounds there
always
is
looks
around.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you on that. It does.
And we've been fortunate enough to get another zero turn this year, and so we got two of them, and Now nobody's afraid to run them, and everybody can run them. And we mow the 4-H grounds, too, in addition to all the county fairgrounds.
Don really hit the nail on the head with his comment there. It's probably going to be a lot of fairs go under in the next 2, 3, 4 years state cuts. It's because they pay to have everything done. Montgomery County Fair pays to have almost nothing done. It's all volunteers, and a great big thank you to everybody that helped in any way whatsoever to put on this year's county fair.
And, you guys deserve it. It's a lot of credit for you guys, and kudos to you for not being in a situation where you have to worry, is this going to be the last time a county fair will be in Montgomery County? Because the way you guys are sounding now, it sounds like everything's still going on as planned, and it's going to stay that way as long as you can have it that way.
Right. We owe absolutely no money on our fairgrounds, and I think we're one of the few fairs that can say that. Didn't have to use any money from the bank to put the fair on this year. It was there available to us, but we used no funds from our operating note, and it's just a real good feeling the fair is all over to know that you're in the black and not in the red.
Absolutely. And Don, let's talk to you a little bit. The Butler homecoming, we're kind of running. We've got plenty of time left on the clock. I'm sorry. Okay. How did the Butler homecoming do this year?
We're successful again. We're going to end up with a few dollars in our pocket, which we need to in order to sustain our building, because the rental of the homecoming building is not near enough to sustain itself without having homecoming. And our numbers were down a little bit in the tractors, but the trucks were equally as good. We ended up with 105 and did 180 pulls on Saturday all total, and we did that in 5 hours. So when you divide that out, we was close to 3 minutes per hook average, which is outstanding when you take in consideration that's water in the track and so forth.
And I've heard a record turnout for the fish fry on Friday. Did I hear correctly?
Well, we had a little bit of fish still left. But I haven't got the figures because our other good co-worker, Diane Beeler, she's over in China with Brooke, mm-hmm. playing, representing the United States in golf. So we haven't had time to get the figures together, but we did good on our 50-50, and we're happy with the way it turned out, and it's nice to get compliments on our fish, and people call you in advance waiting when you're going to have it.
And I always say that Butler homecoming on Saturday is the one day of the year when there's more than 2,000 people in Butler.
Yeah, Myrna was there and Roger was there, and they had a good time reminiscing. I guess there was a truck from down in their area, Paul Durbin's.
Right, it was Paul's truck, and I'm sorry, but I can't remember exactly when Paul passed away, but it's been a good 19 or 20 years, and the truck wasn't new when he passed away, and his grandson, Chad, brought that truck back out. Of course, we got a slightly different motor in it.
Yeah, slightly.
But there was at least a good dozen of us there from Walshville that just cheered. I don't think any of us could hardly talk the next day every time Chad would pull that truck down the track.
Outstanding. And you guys are doing another thing on 9/11, on September 11th, and that's the County Fair Fall Festival. Tell me a little bit about the Fall Festival.
Right. It's a whole weekend event. On Saturday, September 10th at 6 o'clock, we'll be having a demo derby and, of course, a food stand and a Every time we have a demo derby, they add more classes. I don't even know how to explain what some of these classes are, but we have modified, super modified, compacts, mid-size, vans, full-size trucks, mini trucks. you name it, we'll almost let you bang it up. It's always a good event. The crowd just loves it. Yeah, it's rain or shine, of course. The more mud, the better the cars like it. And we've got seating for about 1,800 people under roof. So no matter what the weather, it'll go on Saturday night, September 10th, 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, we'll have ATV racing. And again, we'll serve lunch and have the beer wagon there for some refreshments if anybody wants any. And I think we have classes on the ATVs from age 5 to whatever age. I know we've had guys out in their 50s running and usually do pretty good. Powder puff classes. I think he'll run 16 or 18 classes if the ATVs show up to run in them.
And 21, I think, is what's listed on our flyer. There'll be 21 different classes.
And that's
I don't know if that counts the, what is it called, Myrna, when you heat?
Oh,
this
yeah.
is just classes.
Yeah, that's
then you
classes.
Got heats.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to run at least twice. And then if there's enough, they even have what's called a last chance qualifying time.
LCQ.
Yeah. And that makes it good because if you've come that way, you know, a lot of these guys are packing up their stuff and driving 2, 3, 4 hours to come to these quad races to have enough to go around to. And this way you have your hot laps and then you have your qualifying laps and then, like I said, last chance qualifier. And so you don't just say, oh, well, they're going to run three times and then I pack up and go home. No, if you come out to watch the grandchild or the neighbor kid or somebody do this, you're going to have an afternoon of entertainment.
Now, how did this all come about?
The Fall Fest?
Yes.
Was
this a brainchild to say, let's try it to see if it works? If it doesn't,
well,
great. If not,
we've
been having demo derbies and stuff, and the quad races have picked up, so we've turned it into a two-day thing for a little while now. And the Fall Fest, gosh.
10 years?
The Fall Derby, probably longer ago than that, because I think the very first one was a fundraiser for Jason Pieper when we were still up with the demo derby on the 4-H grounds, because we had it in October and it spit snow on us and people went over and stood in the cattle barn to finish watching the derby. So we've been doing this a long, long time for the Fall Derby.
And I was just going to say September the 10th should be a cooler weather situation where it'll be not cold but just right to set out and
oh yeah in
watch
the last couple of
you know,
years it's been downright
yeah,
chilly
you might want to
at that time of the year
throw a jacket over your shoulder but you know at that time of the year it should
and
be
and to get into the grandstands for the car demo the fee is going to be $7 for adults and $5 for children and in the ATV racing at admission to the grandstand is $5 per person.
Outstanding.
Period. Period. That's just $5.
Right. Straight through.
Yeah.
Kids or adults.
No fee down at the gate. No gate.
No. No gate fee or anything like that. Just come on in and we'll park you up really close. Usually we start parking if it's good and dry in the carnival area, so you're just right there. And like I said, come out, prepare to eat supper on Saturday night or lunch on Sunday.
Well, some other improvements the fair did this year was a new fence around the pit,
mm-hmm.
a new 5-foot-high fence. Of course, once again, all volunteer labor. Right now they're doing some drainage work in the arena because thanks to the rain we had a little spring develop and kept spouting all year. So Greg Marsh have been out putting in new tile.
Putting drain tiles in the middle of an arena. How many farmers would kill for drain tiles?
Yeah.
For the Fall Festival, how many people can you actually fit in the grandstand areas? I know the grandstand itself, you've got limitations on what you can do.
1,700.
Yeah, probably 1,700 under roof, and then probably another, I'd say, close to 400 out of roof, and then over in the pit area, which we always have a lot that want to be over there for both the ATV races and the demo derbies. We have seating for another 250 over there and plenty of room to stand. So,
so
we're,
good time
we're up
can be
close to 2,500.
That's not bad at all.
No.
No, it's some of the biggest grandstands around here now. We keep adding, and a bunch of us ladies have been out there working our buns off, and you'll have a nice, smooth seat to sit on because we've been painting all the bleachers.
Outstanding.
Nice and clean and smooth.
Well, I'm glad to hear things went well for the fair this year, for the Butler Homecoming, and I'm excited about this fall festival thing. That's going to be a neat attraction and a good thing, especially for the village of Butler. It's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, it's just a good time to come out, and we never do it on Friday night because we know about Friday night football. We wouldn't be silly enough to do that, so that's the reason it's on Saturday and Sunday. And Friday
night football, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, I think I've heard.
I've never heard of that.
Mentioned quite a bit of it here lately.
Really?
Right now we're getting the all-new metal will be on the buildings here pretty shortly. They're on the grandstand now, and they got it half done as of this morning. Probably get the other half on today. And now, unfortunately, when our metal goes bad on the roofs, they'll all go bad at the same time because they're all the same age now.
Yeah, it was all built.
Isn't it weird? You put out one fire and about five more kind of develop, and it's like... But Don, Myrna, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. That's going to do it for the Wednesday morning talk show. In for Terry Tote, I'm Tobinot. He's Uncle Ralph Niehaus. The man, the myth, the legend, Earl Sarles, hopefully, will be on the flip side of this.
Somebody will be.
Thanks for listening. Terry will be back next week.